It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande, and we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Scoring goals has not been an issue this season for the Barracuda. They came into the game top 10 in that department. They had 6 goals in their win on Wednesday, but they could not get anything going tonight, and they fall 2-0 in the hands of the Ontario Reign, their third shutout loss of the year, second against the Reign. The Reign have now improved to 3-0 against the Barracuda on the 8-game season series. These teams will run it back tomorrow inside of this building. That's a 6 o'clock puck drop. Let's recap this one tonight. In the first period, the Barracuda just couldn't get anything going, but neither could the Reign, as both teams skated out to a scoreless opening 20 minutes of play. And in the first, final shots were 11-7 in favor of the Reign. In the second, Ontario would go on to its second power play of the period and third of the game, and they'd wait just 8 seconds to open up the scoring. Kind of a fortuitous bounce as Shakir Mukhamudulin batted the puck out of midair, but in on his own net. And right in front of the net, standing there, was Akil Thomas, and Thomas poked it home for his 9th goal of the year. TJ Tynan and Jacob Movarai picked up the assist, and the Reign had a 1-0 lead. That goal would turn out to be the game winner, and the Reign would add some insurance late in the first period, or in the second period rather, as Taylor Ward would pick up a loose puck, race in on net on a breakaway, and he'd beat Etu Makaniemi for his 3rd of the season. A shorthanded goal, just the 3rd shorty given up by San Jose, 4th rather, and 1st since late October. And for Taylor Ward, snapped a 5-game goalless drought. And that was a big one, added some insurance, and the Reign never looked back. Eric Portillo picks up his 2nd shutout of the season, 2nd of his career. He makes 25 stops. Barracuda go 0-for-3 on the power play. They go 3-for-4 on the manpower advantage, but just could not get the offense going tonight. And the Ontario Reign, who lost 3-0 at home the last time they were on the frozen surface, that was Sunday, they come back and win 2-0 here tonight behind a very solid goaltending performance from their rookie netminder. So with the win, Portillo improves on the season as he snaps a 4-game winless drought. He was 0-3-1 over his last 4 games. But with the win, Portillo now on the year is 9-4-1. He's 2-0 against the Barracuda. The losing goaltender is Etu Makaniemi. He's back at 500 at 4-4. Makaniemi allowed 2 goals on 27 shots. Portillo turned aside all 25 that he saw. And with the win, Ontario, they get back into the win column. They are now up to 38 points on the year. Idle tonight were the Coachella Valley Firebirds, so that means Ontario moves into sole possession of the now 5th spot. Henderson was in action tonight, and they were now big, so Ontario is actually going to leapfrog 3 teams tonight and move all the way up into the 3rd spot in the division. There's a logjam in the Pacific. There's no question between the 1 and 7 ranked teams. So the Barracuda, tough one tonight, feeling good about their game, trying to build momentum, 1-0 in 2024, but just nothing going offensively tonight, and they fall by a final score of 2-0. Final shots 27-25 in favor of the Reign. Reign go 1-for-4 on the power play. Barracuda 0-for-3 on the advantage. All right, game length tonight, 2 hours, 24 minutes, 6,913 saw it. Let's go over our 3 stars swept by the Reign. 3rd star, Taylor Ward had the shorthanded goal, Ward's 3rd of the season, and he finished the game, did Ward with a goal, +1 rating, 2 shots on net. He is the number 3 star. Number 2 star is Akil Thomas, had the game winner. His 9th of the year, also had an assist, 1+1 for Thomas, +1 rating, 3 shots on net. And the number 1 star, no surprise, is the goaltender Eric Portillo. 25 stops, his 2nd AHL shutout, and he is now 2-0 against the Barracuda. The Barracuda have just 2 goals in 3 games against the Reign this year. They'll be back at it tomorrow. We'll see if they can find some more success offensively. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 5:30 on the Sharks 2.0 audio network, if you will. You can find us in the app by toggling to the Barracuda section. Sharks will be in action, so we will not be on the primary channel. But you can listen always at sjbarracuda.com/listen, and you can watch on ahltv.com. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage here tonight at the Toyota Arena. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in, whether you watched or you listened. We certainly do appreciate it. And we hope you join us again tomorrow as we will once again be on the air starting at 5:30 as these teams will run it back here in Southern California. Until tomorrow night, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Toyota Arena in Ontario. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.
Turn my heart away.